Hello, hello, and happy Sunday. Kristen Cameron here with Find Your Balance Dog Training. Welcome to our third episode. And on today's episode, I wanted to talk about dogs being the equivalent of the playground bully. What comes to mind for most folks when they hear the word socializing dogs is a mosh of puppies going hog wild on each other, dogs racing around with full-on contact play, or some kind of wild jiu-jitsu rustling around on the floor accompanied by throaty growls and high-pitched squeals. When in actual fact, those intense encounters are not constructive socializing experiences. Basically, those encounters are dogs being allowed to behave like jerks. Imagine if every new person you met got real close and in your face, punched you in the arm, and then started trying to play full contact football with you. Rude? Yep. Pushy? How about inappropriate? Yep. All the above. It's no different for dogs. A more meaningful definition of socializing a dog is having dogs just existing around each other while giving their best polite behavior. And if they can't control their impulses and they choose to act like overexcited pushy jerks, then we as owners and handlers absolutely must step in and hold our dogs accountable for giving us polite manners and behavior. I was watching some little kids playing at the park the other day, and a little boy was trying to play with a little girl by smacking her in the face to get her attention. Now, with dogs, this may look like unwanted body slamming, jumping on one another, biting at ears or legs, general harassment, right? But in the playground situation, both parents were pretty quick to intervene and stop the toxic interaction between this little boy and this little girl. The little boy was held accountable by his mom for hitting because he knew better, and the little girl felt safe because her dad was advocating for her. We are so quick to stop this kind of nonsense with our kids, but for some reason, dogs are getting away with it to the point of starting fights with one another, harming one another, and even directing that crappy behavior then towards people. Somewhere along the line, it has become the social norm to let dogs do whatever they want, make decisions on their own, and give them complete freedom. And what I'm seeing as a result is a lot of anxiety, stress, reactivity, aggression, and dogs with like really crappy, entitled bratty attitudes who just don't take the quote-unquote buzz off cue when their attention is unwanted. And this ridiculous new social norm isn't because people aren't super intelligent or they lack skills and motivation. It's because they're being shamed, judged, and sometimes even harassed harshly for wanting to say no to their dogs, poor choices, bad behavior, and bratty attitude. So let's turn the tide on that one, guys. We are smart people and our dogs are smart too. We can absolutely expect the best from them, and they deserve that from us as well, because they can absolutely give us their best in all situations if we set that expectation for them and always hold them accountable for giving it. Remember, guys, you're in the driver's seat and you've totally got this. Much love.